Breakfast. Now, even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. More
radio. Hello, one and all, and welcome along to the best of June More Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack podcast. This is a collection of our best bits, which means there's an awful lot of me in it. I mean, like, probably about 98.7% of me in it. Tom and Lou make a brief appearance here and there.
Oh, pipe down. Hi, Jack.
Hello, Thomas.
Hi, Lou.
Hello.
How was the month of June for you guys? Lou, first to you.
A little too football heavy, yeah. And a little too rain heavy. Yes, but beyond that, it was all right.
It was rain heavy, but it can't be too football heavy because football is God. Football is king. Football is queen and prince.
It's worth pointing out that at the time of us recording this podcast now, yeah. We don't know the fate of England.
No.
Oh, that's true.
So we're currently in the quarterfinals. We haven't yet played the quarterfinal with Ukraine.
Mm. Yeah. We're recording this now the morning after we beat Germany.
Yeah.
And Lou was absolutely buzzing. I mean, I was a pillow off the ceiling, didn't I, mate?
I'm sorry about the football chat. Is there anything...
Oh, no, don't be sorry. We have to put up with her talks about Earth and
no,
that.
We don't. Is there anything on the show that we could focus on a bit more for you, topic-wise, that would really sort of, you know, hit your buttons?
Yeah, if we could have some more spinach.
Spinach?
That'd be great.
Let's talk some more about what Pete built yesterday in your new house.
I know the football's important to you,
yes.
And that's okay.
Well, no, it's not just us. It's 90% of the listeners
it's
as well.
It's not 90.
Yes, oh, it is.
It's not. It is. Only half the population watch the football.
Lou, more people like football than spinach.
I understand that. I do understand that. But there is a good quota of us lot who don't like it.
I did have some spinach.
And I'm repping you.
Okay. I did have some spinach last night in a lentil and mushroom curry. It's
really
nice.
Very
yeah.
Nice.
We put it as a base to our jambalaya now.
Oh,
really nice.
See, this is the spinach chat I wanted.
Yeah. Do you know who else likes spinach? Mm-hmm. Gareth Southgate.
Yeah,
yes.
It's coming home, baby.
Yes.
All right. Enjoy the best of June. Here we go.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. More radio.
New discovery alert.
New discovery.
do you want to do my sort of spare the moment jingle there?
I love doing robot voices. We don't do them enough.
You sound like
we
you've
don't.
Become some kind of duo. You're going to release songs.
Yeah, you sound a bit like Daft Punk.
It was a bit Daft Punk. That's what I was thinking, yeah.
What's the new discovery alert?
So a new type of ancient human has been discovered in Israel by archaeologists.
That's cool.
They're calling this type of human, this brand of human, category, genre. Nesha Ramla. What are we?
We're Homo sapiens.
That's it. So this is a Nesha Ramla. These people lived 400,000 years ago. But check this out.
They had wings.
Nearly. They had flat heads, big teeth and no chin.
You sure? Cool. You're absolutely sure this isn't Louise, my ex-girlfriend?
There's a picture of her in high heels tottering down the street. Yeah, and they said that these weird Nesha Ramla people would have bred with the Homo sapiens, that's us, and then, yeah, cool, yeah, a hybrid.
The Homo sapiens really had their beer goggles on that night. I'm so attracted to your flat head and big teeth.
Yeah, Dave, this one's got no chin. You can't be fussy, son. Anyway,
don't be mean. They might have been gorgeous.
That yes,
Tom
I'm
said
sure.
They have flat heads and big teeth.
Yeah. And
it's and more
no
the chin,
chin.
I think,
no
for me.
Yeah, yeah. They're rolling over in the morning. Oh no. I'm no oil painting, but blimey, come on, flathead, out you get.
Oh, don't my back. You make my back tweak. Rufus and Shakira, then.
Big teeth. Like waking up next to Shergar.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Is everything okay in the bedroom for the two of you?
Yeah.
Oh,
fine,
here we
thanks.
Go. Here we go.
Weekly we get asked this question, if not more.
Well, listen, the reason I ask it is because I love you both. And I worry, and I want to make sure that everything is healthy and that you're still sort of enjoying your partner's body.
All is okay, thanks, mate.
Good. But the reason I ask, actually, is because Marks and Spencer, which is quite sort of a upper middle class sort of place to shop, isn't it?
You'd have thought that sort of thing would be taboo.
Well, it's not. Especially if you buy food there. It ain't cheap. It's very good, though. They are now offering via Ocado, which is their
delivery.
Shop. Yeah. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just wondering where we're going with this.
Well, Marks and Spencer's customers can now have, with their Arcado shop, what essentially are sex pills. So, like the Marks and Spencer's version of Viagra.
Brand Viagra.
Yeah, they are called Mendurance pills, and they
That's
are available now,
name.
Isn't it? On the Arcado shop, $12.99 for 10, and they're advertised as a caffeine-based stimulant for increased energy when you need it most. It's designed for more fun.
Okay.
It's your little secret that packs a big punch.
We know what they
and
do.
And one review states, these pills are the real deal. Just ask my GF.
Yeah.
I wonder if other supermarkets will do them, or like an Asda own brand.
But would you go for the Lidl when you know the Marks and Spencer's is out there?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you have, Tommy, or if Pete, your fiancé has, but have you ever had one of them?
We don't need to... I don't.
I had one to see what it was like once.
Yeah.
And it's a very strange thing, and I'm going to have to be very careful of my language. You have it because you feel hungry, mm-hmm. if you know what I mean.
Right.
But then after you've had your meal.
Yeah.
You're giving off the impression that you're still
hungry
when you're really, really not hungry anymore.
How long do you sort of give off that impression?
Three or four hours.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. It was terrible, yeah.
Oh, I mean, you can't go out and go with your life, can you?
Oh, God, no, I couldn't leave the church.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Now, the Royals are hiring here. This is Buckingham Palace. The hiring is a good job, this one.
Go on.
Hiring a new telephone operator.
Oh, my God.
To process calls to their various residences. So there's this new computerised switchboard they've got, and you'll
it's
be working
like
on that.
It's like on the crown, isn't it?
So I think you will be taking a call from Kensington Palace and putting it through to Buckingham Palace, for example. So you might be ringing the Queen to say, Prince of Wales on the phone, Mum, for you. And stuff like that.
Oh, no, I don't think it's
no?
that.
No?
I think it's a phone up and you're like that. Do ring ring. Hello, Buckingham Palace. Prince William? He's not, I'm afraid. Yes, I will. I'll make a note now. Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay. John, just remind me that Frank Lampard phoned for Prince William.
Frank
Thank
Lampard,
you.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, have a go. Ready?
But no one's on the other end of the phone. Your Majesty, a chicken on the line for you.
It's a play. Look, it's like S. Do ring ring again.
Okay.
It's role play. Come on, you can do this. You're good at this.
Hello, Buckingham Palace. Prince Harry? No, he's woke, I'm afraid.
Oh, he's woke.
Look, do you want to have a go at the
yeah,
ring?
Okay,
ready?
Okay. Hello, Buckingham Palace. Yes, I'm having a lovely day, thank you.
Oh, that's nice.
Kate, no, I'm afraid she's out. She's on an engagement at the moment. Oh, no, Megan, if you could call back another time.
Yes!
All
right,
yes!
I want to play.
Yeah, okay,
I don't want to play. Wait, let me think. Yeah, I've got it.
Boom, boom.
What's happening?
I can't do the boom.
Oh. Hello, good morning, Buckingham Palace. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Prince Edward, I have that here. Yeah, ready? Okay, 36-inch waist.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
I think it's safe to say this is the first time I've ever like done a show whilst slicing cucumber.
So they're for our eyes
in just a moment. Where's Jack gone? I thought he was just washing his face.
So it is the spa hour on the show. We're preparing our face. Oh, here he is.
Oh, my God.
Right, someone get a picture for socials. Jack's in a robe.
Where's your robes?
We didn't bring robes in.
Why?
We didn't know we were bringing robes.
I thought we were just doing
this
face
what
packs.
You wear at spa dressing gown.
Are you got anything on under there?
No.
No. Okay.
Seen it. Oh. I just saw it.
This isn't what I planned.
You're going to do it properly. You got to do it properly in your dressing gowns and robes. I've been working out, my biceps ripped my arm.
All right, let's just reset here. So Jack's sitting in a robe with nothing on.
Yes. Well, my socks.
I saw you've got nothing on. Lou and I are in our regular clothes, but Lou's chopping cucumbers.
That's for our eyes, yeah.
Right, so let's get our face packs on and continue with the show as normal, but just enjoy ourselves.
Yeah.
So what do you think about
Germany
in the next game.
I think we've got a good chance. If we can beat them, we can go. Yeah. There's no reason why we can't go all the way.
Oh, yeah. I'm worried about getting this on my headphones.
Oh, you're massaging well there, Lou.
Thanks. Yeah.
What do I do?
Yeah. Did you see this whole Russia firing on a British ship in the Black Sea yesterday?
Why are you bringing that up at a spa?
Oh, sorry.
What's about relaxing things? Oh.
Let's all relax. Nuclear war.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Staycations are the thing this year, aren't they? Yep. Everyone's like heading to a beach somewhere at some point. Brighton, as a result of this, and actually other places in Sussex as well, but Brighton particularly, you can rent out your driveway for loads this summer because people are flocking down, and parking, as we know, is horrendously expensive in Brighton. People are making big money renting out their driveway.
Well, this is the thing, isn't it? Because you and I are both fans of this, Tom. Is it Just Park?
I mean, I haven't done it in a year or so, but Just Park I've used a few times.
I use that if I go up to like a gig in London, or if I go to Tottenham, if I go and watch Tottenham play. Just Park. Yeah, like £15 for like an afternoon or something like that.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah, but there's people making like £300 a month.
Well, that's
really
amazing.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
All the tourists coming down, that makes sense, doesn't it? See, we're all a bit far away from the coast for our personal driveways.
I don't have a drive either. I have an allocated space at the back of my house, but I don't have a drive.
I've got enough space on my drive.
Yeah, well, Tom's got an in-and-out drive.
What are people going to be visiting in Chailey?
All right, it's lovely. It's got
a windmill.
I know, it's
beautiful, but...
Tell us the top three things to do in Chailey. Go.
At McCall's.
McCall's?
What, the corner shop?
Well, you put pressure on me.
Great curly whirlies.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
May I abuse my position here?
Sure. Yes, yeah.
And wish my wife happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Max. Can I also wish my best friend and bridesmaid happy birthday?
Well, do that in a separate bit, because this is all about my wife.
Yeah, you're kind of taking the shine away from Max.
Sorry, Alice.
Yeah. Who, frankly, Tom and I both like more than Alice. Mm.
And
you've not met Alice.
It doesn't matter. Maxine's one of the most important women
Alice
in my life.
Alice is a lot of
Excuse
fun.
Me? Please stop hijacking.
Is Alice attractive?
Yeah.
Then why haven't I met her? Look, I've just had a go at my family. All right, let me just check. Yeah, they're sitting in bed. I need to meet Alice.
Anyway, let's get back to Max.
You know what?
What'd you get, Max?
It's not about presents in our relationship.
Because you're cheap.
It's about connecting mentally with each other.
Nice. You've got her anything, have you?
I have, of course. I left her a few little things on the kitchen table before she wakes up this morning.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And this afternoon when we meet up, she will have her main present, which I'm not going to say on air.
Okay, mate.
Ooh, there's
Good
a main
you.
Present.
But I will mime it. I will charades it just for us. And so, because our listeners...
Okay, this is great radio.
Are you ready? This is what I've got her.
Okay. Okay, arms clapping.
You're no, don't describe it.
Oh.
I'm just trying to figure it out. Why are you punching your hand?
No,
boxing lessons.
Oh, forget it.
Listen, I've got something here you've got to take home.
Right.
Tell if it doesn't fit.
No.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
So, team, how are we going to fix the planet? It's a big question.
Well, we need to as well, because it's rapidly disappearing.
A load of kids have been asked how they would save the planet. And the winners of this competition, by the way, have the chance to put their suggestions to world leaders at the 26th United Nations Climate Change Conference.
Oh, that's the one that's happening in Glasgow, isn't it?
Yes.
Is Greta going?
I'd imagine so.
I don't know. So, this is what the children of today suggest we do to save the planet. Here's some options. You need to choose one of them, okay? Hamster-powered trains. Sweet, isn't
it? Oh, poor hamsters, though.
How does that work?
Yeah, no, I don't think the hamsters are going to last long.
You're not putting them in there like coal, are you?
Burning them?
Well, how else is a hamster...
On a tiny wheel.
On the wheel.
Makes electricity. Yeah. Blimey.
Imagine the conductor going, oh, forgive me, the southern train to Victoria is running 10 minutes late. Sybil is absolutely shattered.
They've asked children, not murderers. Goodness.
Some kids saying, ban on homework because it uses too much paper.
That's a great one.
And you know what makes me, I don't understand, right? Tell me this quickly. It's not on the same track, but it's a valid point. They say that kids are spending too much time on their tablets and stuff.
Yeah.
Why do kids now all learn on iPads in schools?
Well, do they or don't they?
Yeah, they do. Ruben has to buy an iPad when he goes to his secondary school.
Really?
Yeah. To save paper.
Well, yeah, but you forget how to read and write.
I know what you mean.
Sorry, Tom, I digress.
And this is the last one here, and I think this is the winner. This one child suggests that all adults should travel commute to work via trampoline.
So well, because he was saving the planet.
It stops him driving cars.
You're not driving, yeah.
So set trampolines built into the roads or the pavement on the major routes.
I see nothing wrong with that. There are only benefits. No cars on the roads. Lot of fun.
Yeah.
Daily exercise.
Morning.
Tick, tick, tick.
Morning, Graham.
Oh, yeah, but you'll be arriving at work every day with black eyes, Lou.
Why?
Oh, Jackie, Jack's suggesting something inappropriate.
I saw the gesture. It's the listeners at home that missed out. But all I'm going to say is it's fine. I'll wear a sports bra. Yeah, you can be the
greatest. You can be the best. Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Do you, Lou Nash...
Oh, goodness.
...take Pete Gravel to be my...
Gravel?
Gravel?
What's his name?
Gravit.
Oh, Gravit.
Gravel? Probably Mrs. Gravel.
Lou Gravel.
Dear, oh dear.
Mrs. Hardcore. Whatever I put down the road.
Mrs. Loose Chippings.
Okay, let's get down to business. How many days until the wedding?
How many days? Well, it's just over 5 weeks.
Okay. God,
just under 5 weeks, sorry, yeah.
So, the key, this is from experience, the key to a happy day, Lou.
Yeah.
Is letting go.
Right.
Yeah, no, I'd agree with that.
Delegate as much as you can for jobs.
Yeah, we've got a brilliant woman who's going to be just like taking care of everything on the day. She's called Jen and she's just amazing.
Who's she then?
She's running the bar and she's like in charge of all the staff and she's just going to be great.
But do you know her? Is she a friend?
She's a friend of a friend.
That's
my friend owns a brewery. They're supplying the beer. And
why have you never told me that before? Your friend owns a brewery.
Well, there's going to be plenty of said beer at the wedding.
What is it? Give your friend's brewery a plug and introduce me to him.
It's
Jack and I officially would like to put ourselves forward to help with the day. Now, I can't be there due to a massive diary clash.
Mm-hmm. And administrative error.
Yeah, don't get me started. It's a real issue in my household. Anyway, I would like to take on a responsibility for the day.
Okay.
I have three options for you.
Right.
I want you to choose one of these three.
So this is going to work despite the fact that you're not going to be there?
Yes, because I can do this before.
Okay.
I've got three too.
Oh, three to 32 or three as
well? No, I've
got
three too. I've got three things I want to do.
Choose one of these. You don't have a say. You have to choose from these. I'm taking control.
Oh, right. Okay. Because, you know, it's not my wedding or anything.
No, but like we said, you've got to let go.
No, I know. Okay.
Number one, you can choose from this. I will take control of all table decor.
Okay.
Number two, late night snacks for guests. You know, we get to about midnight, half 11 midnight. Everyone's hungry again.
Yeah.
That's that one. Or number three, I will take control of the matching waistcoats for the ushers.
Okay, well, first up, only Pete's wearing a waistcoat. The others aren't.
I'll take care of
his. How do you know?
She's so controlling.
Really controlling. Pete, just run for your life, mate.
Which one?
So the late night snacks at the moment, we've got a fire pit and we're thinking s'mores.
Oh, s'mores.
No. I'm going to get a pizza van.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Are you paying for it?
No, Lou, take him up on it. No,
if you're paying for it, then yes.
Now, let's just clarify. The budget is still the wedding budget. I'm just helping organise. So
how is that going to work?
By giving me
when I've got £5.50 to buy marshmallows and chocolate biscuits.
Do you want to hear my jobs that I want to do?
Okay.
Head of security.
Well, we could do with one of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bridesmaid, take a care of her.
Definitely not. Okay. You are going nowhere near my sister.
Or putting Sheila to bed when she's had too many.
You're going nowhere near my mother either.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Now, this is so bizarre. You know, rapper Vanilla Ice from like back in the 90s?
Stop. Collaborate and listen.
Ice is back with a brand new edition. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flows like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will ever stop? Yo,
I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a candle. Light up the stage and I'm gonna chomp like a vandal. Dance.
Okay, we've got to the news in a minute. I want to tell you this bit first.
Every time you mention him, though, we're off, so be careful.
What's he up to?
He's starting a new podcast. He's teamed up with BBC Sounds, and he's doing a new solving crime podcast.
Oh, okay.
He's looking into the kidnapping of the racehorse Shergar.
Was a huge, huge story. Shergar had won the Derby. He was one of the most valuable racehorses in the world. And, yeah, he got taken. He's never, ever been found. They never found any evidence of where he went, what happened to him. So, yeah, that would be an interesting listen.
But Vanilla Ice.
Exactly.
Doing a documentary on Shergar.
Yeah, like what?
But you're into what you're into, aren't you?
I mean, I come in here and fart about every morning, but I'm really into crime. I listen to crime podcasts all the time.
Maybe we should try and solve a crime on our podcast.
We have a very good podcast, by the way, everybody. Well, in the next episode, which will be out on the 1st of the month, let's try and solve a crime in it.
Okay. Which one?
I don't know.
Okay, we'll look into that.
I mean, should we see if anybody has got a crime that they want us to look into?
It's a lot of work, though, isn't it?
It's a really lot of work. Yeah, I'm fairly busy at the moment. So who's hosting that podcast?
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits. I want to tell you about this woman. I mean, this is just an amazing story. She's 86 years old. She's called Mary Marshall. She lives up in Scotland. And she has become, I believe, the UK's only great-great-great-grandma.
Wow. Great-great-great. So that's my nan's mum's mum.
Yeah.
So your nan's nan.
Yeah. And I'll go through it. I'll explain it.
That can't be right. No, you've read that wrong.
Here we go. Okay, so she's 86 years old. This is Mary.
Yeah.
She had 8 children,
right,
including her eldest daughter, Rose, who's now 68. Now, Rose has 4 children, including Cheryl, who's 50. Cheryl had a daughter called Carrie, who's now 35. She's got 4 kids, including Tony Lee, who's 17, who has just given birth to little baby Nyla.
So they all had babies at 18?
Around 18-ish. Around 18, yeah. How amazing. But the even more incredible thing about this is, out of her 8 children, across 3, now 4 generations, she has got 90 grandchildren.
90?
Yeah. So what? Great grandchildren, great great grandchildren, and now great 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 grandchildren. She's responsible for 90 people.
They're a bit of a loose family, aren't they?
How old
are they? I mean, if you're going to be honest, would you?
Maybe they just fell in love very early and decided to dedicate themselves to...
Read a book. You know what I mean?
How old is she? 86?
86.
So she's still got some years to go.
Oh, yeah. She looks very fit and healthy.
That's incredible.
She's probably still digging her fingernails in someone's back. And oh, good girl.
Oh, Even more Radio
Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits. Welcome along. We're a little bit giddy in here, or at least Tom and I are, because England are on the TV again tonight, playing against the Czech Republic. Lou, your prediction?
Yes, a win.
Very good. Thank you.
Lou, maybe you might be more interested in the Dream Boys.
Ooh. Oh, no, I'm not sure.
Have you ever been to a show like that?
No.
It's like the Chippendales, isn't it?
That scares me.
It's not Lou,
is it? It's not me, no.
Do you not like muscly bodies?
No, that scares me.
Well,
no.
This isn't for you. Anyway, the Dream Boys have spoken out overnight. Because they're
we're so upset that Lou doesn't like our bodies.
They're desperate, obviously, to give fans, as they put it, the full package again.
Right.
So they're risking being banged up in prison, says head of the Dream Boys. There's a ban on audiences touching them. So it's turned turned their pandemic into a bit of a nightmare. And they're saying there's this huge pent-up demand for their act after the frustrations of lockdown. And they're asking the government, please make an exception for us.
I've got an idea.
Yeah.
Instead of baby oil, hand gel.
Hand sanitizer. That'll
still
work.
Give you that sheen, won't it?
Yeah, defo. Yeah, I'm up for that.
For wearing it or touching it?
I don't know what I'm up for. Do you really not like muscly bodies?
No, well, a little bit of muscles, all right, just not too much.
We've got a chance here, Tommy.
Shane from the troop, who's been with the troop 6 years,
all right.
Quote here, says, the show isn't the same with the 2 metre no touching rule in place. He goes on to say, you want to have a hands-on experience and bring someone up on stage like a nan or a hen, but it gets... when it gets the crowd going, they remember it more.
Is that not animal cruelty? You know what I mean? Taking a hen up on stage.
No. As in a bright... Oh, forget it.
I've got another idea.
Yeah.
Litter picker.
Excuse me?
Oh, yeah. They're good for tweaking your nipples. Even more Radio Breakfast
with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits. What I'm about to say is going to strike fear into the hearts of many, 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 many people.
That was beautiful.
That was nice.
It won't strike fear into your heart, Lulu Blue.
Oh, okay. Is it spider related?
No, it's not. It's meat related.
Oh, okay. Right, yeah.
A severe shortage of workers is threatening the supply of pigs in blankets. Tommy, please. Please.
Which part of the construction? Is it the blanket wrapping?
Be quiet.
Sorry.
Wow.
He's taking this badly, isn't he?
The British Meat Processors Association.
Oh,
which
God.
Sounds
I'm going to join them.
they've got a fan club. And the British Poultry Council and Tesco have demanded urgent action for ministers to protect food supplies as workers from Europe have been driven away by a combination of Brexit and COVID.
I have a question.
Hit me.
Why are the poultry guys getting involved? This is pigs and pigs.
Because they taste good with turkey.
Yeah, sticking your nose out of it, poultry guys.
You can't. I mean, listen, I've got a quote here from the chief executive of the BMPA, a guy called Nick Allen, lovely fella.
Right.
That's the British Meat Processors Association. You all right over there?
Sorry, a bit of cough.
What are you doing?
I had a cough.
Oh, what?
He's getting emotional about them.
He says, if our guys can't supply the market, the retailers will probably look abroad. That's what he says. I'm not quite sure what you mean.
So the British...
You can actually start planning for Christmas at this time of year. And certainly things like pigs in blankets, you start making them now. That's what he says.
Start making them now for December.
Where you freeze.
Freeze them up, don't you? So give me the three organisations again that are speaking out here. Because I'm a bit confused. As Lou said, why the poultry people...
Let me just scroll up again. It is the BMPA. Can you remember what that stood for?
The British Meat Processing Association.
The British Meat Processors Association. Yeah. The British Poultry Council, or the BPC.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Tesco. They've demanded urgent action from ministers.
And B&Q. And anyone with the initials in their name.
No. MFI.
MFI's in there.
MFI.
The FBI. They want to know what's going on. It's not there.
Yeah, the STI.
We want answers.
That's it. Oh, there's something wrong with my pig in blanket.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
You know Rod Stewart's wife, Penny Lancaster? She used to be like a model back in the day.
She's like 11 foot tall.
Do you know what she's up to now?
She is coaching people on how to become taller.
It's an interesting class to take. I don't know, Lou.
She is just trained as a police officer.
What, a proper police officer or a special constable? You do brilliant work, special constables. Is she a special, which is like a volunteer?
Do you mean they community officers? They got the...
No, because you've got, I believe you've got police officers.
Yeah.
Then you've got police community support officers.
That's it.
And then I think you get paid. Yeah. And then you have specials who volunteer. Right.
Now, I don't know. All I've got in this article is she's a City of London police officer.
Yeah, she's got a bit special.
Firearms unit.
I mean, she doesn't necessarily need the money, so maybe she's just doing... That's her way of doing a bit of volunteering. I'm not sure. But, she's been spotted, like, on the streets. She found a bloke who was, like, weeing in public and not arrested him.
Wow.
And she's, like,
that's
proper
amazing,
in there.
You know what I mean? Imagine getting pinched by Penny Lancaster down an alley having a pee.
Yeah.
She's like, you can't do that, eh? You're like, what's the matter? If you think I'm sexy, then you're a woman. People are just going to sing Rod Stewart songs like that every time she tries to nick someone.
Do you reckon they're going to recognise her in a police uniform?
No, they're probably
not. It's so out of context,
isn't it? How many 11-foot tall police officers are there in the London
Airbats?
11-foot
tall.
11-foot.
I feel a topic coming on this morning.
Oh?
Pick a model that you'd like to be arrested by.
Or even better, pick a famous spouse
that you'd like to be arrested by.
Sherry Blair.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
One of the major disadvantages of being a woman is the queue at the toilets. Everywhere you go, it takes so much longer to go to the toilet if you're a woman for a variety of reasons.
Do you, are you not an ambassador for the wild wee?
Well, yes, but you can't always do that, can you?
If you're at a theatre, it's not suggested.
Yes, exactly.
Churchill Square.
Quite.
I'm having a wild wee.
Just outside New Look.
Okay, why have you brought this up?
Well, because this problem may have been solved by two graduates from the University of Bristol. They were asked to solve a problem. And they, being two women, they were like, well, we know exactly what we want to solve. And they've come up with the female urinal.
Won't work.
Why not?
It's been done before, won't it?
No, that was the shee-wee.
No.
Yeah, that's different.
So, my family is Armitage Shanks.
This
right?
is true. Lou, yeah. This is true.
What?
This is actually true.
My granddad is
you make the toilets.
It's sold now. But my granddad, rest in peace, granddad, he was Mr. Armitage
Your
Shanks.
Your money came from toilets.
Well, bogs, yeah. So, he tried to get the female urinal up and running here in the UK just after the war.
Really?
And it didn't take on. It was a huge horn that was bolted to the wall.
That's kind of what they've come up with.
You straddle it as a lady, but the girls just didn't like it, and it failed.
A huge horn?
Yeah. There's still a prototype around, I think, in the Armitage Shanks Museum.
What is a horn?
It's sort of, it's just a longer shape than the bloke's equivalent.
It's a tusk.
I see. I see.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like a like a U.
Yeah, and you sort of stand over it, leg either side.
Well, I think that'll work. I can't see any reason why that won't work.
Understand why women back then wouldn't have wanted that, but I feel like we're now.
Yeah.
It's things have changed.
The thing is with that though, what's a shame for women? It's like when a man uses a urinal, and I'm so sorry we're talking about this. When a man uses a urinal, it can be quite discreet. Women have got to do like what toddlers do, like fully take their trousers and pants down.
Well, they've all got little dividers, sort of waist-high dividers, so you have a little bit of privacy. Yeah, no, that's the thing.
But what if you've got to walk past a bunch of people that are weeing to get to one at the far end? You're like, oh, bum, 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 bum.
Exactly. You have to. You should have to take clothes off for this to work, whereas we can just appendages appear.
Yeah. Oh my God. I'll tell you what, Tom's excited to be back on the radio, isn't he? He's been very cheeky this morning.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
So the show has been...
hijacked.
We've planned this amazing show full of beautiful content for you.
It's been hijacked by celebrities at Cash Points.
More celebrities at Cash Points.
Yeah. I've seen someone really famous at a Cash Point. Right, they're coming in their droves.
There's no name on this one, but it says, my partner Lily saw Richard Hillman, who played antagonistic Brian Capron of Coronation Street.
He was a killer.
Yeah, well, he said, yes, at a Cash Point in Hove. And she actually said to him, I know you did it. And they giggled and chatted for a while.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
I don't know if it's brilliant.
he's one of the best ever soap baddies, Richard Hillman. He was horrible. He tried to kill Gail Platt, drove her in a lake.
Right, bad.
Yeah, he did.
Should we open it up to celebrities at Cash Points and pay and display machines?
Let me think.
To broaden things out, we might get a few more celebs in.
Tom, I think that's a really good show.
So
have you ever seen a celebrity, right? I'm so excited about the words that are about to come out of my mouth.
Okay, everyone listen.
Have you ever seen a celebrity at a Cash Point or paying for parking?
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
The text is still flooding and it just proves people like bonkers.
Well, let's round this off. Let's round this off here and speed through them. What we got?
Okay, so we
need to reset it first. If someone's just turned the radio on, listening to Becky Hill, they don't know what you're about to do.
So what have we asked?
Who's the most famous person you've seen either using a Cash Point, paying for parking, or making a contactless payment?
Oh, okay. My God, they're still coming in. Right, OK, I'm going to rattle through these. Kieran, he once served Graham Norton in Tesco Ravenside Bexhill. I'm assuming that was contactless payment, otherwise it doesn't count.
Oh, yeah, Ravenside retail park. What a retail park.
Julia with kids Tom, Charlie, Poppy and Florence. Joe Pasquale at Cash Point at Brighton Station.
Very good.
Got his autograph, 11 p.m.
He knows a song that will get on your nerves.
Philippa said a few years ago, I saw Tony Cotti using self-service in Sainsbury's in Essex.
Oh, West Ham player.
And Ollie from Hastings, I saw Toadfish from Neighbours buying an underground ticket using contact.
Yes! You are Ollie from Hastings. Oh. Right, we're going to add to it now.
No, we're not.
Famous people you've seen in a retail park.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
I would have sat here for 10 years and never expected that text to come in.
From David Lewis. I saw the guy who plays Basil Exposition in Austin Powers at a Cash Point in Lewis many years ago.
It's just so random. It's so random.
Oh, he's the guy... what's his name? Basil Exposition. What's his real name?
I can't remember.
Is it Michael York or something like that?
Oh, yes, I think you're right.
Yeah.
That's the guy.
Hello, Austin.
No, Austin. That's the fella.
This coffee tastes like...
Austin it is. Alex Reed, Katie Price's ex, paying for a car park in Crawley.
Ooh!
Says Samantha here on the text.
I don't know what's going on here this morning, but I'm having the time of my life in here. Mm. England are playing tonight. I'm with two people that I really quite like, and we're talking about celebrities either at a Cash Point or paying for parking. Alan, our boss, must be listening, thinking, what the hell am I paying them for?
Can we broaden it out one more time?
What are you going for? Okay, I've got an idea.
Yeah?
Self-service machine in a supermarket.
Ah, that's good. I was going to suggest a celebrity using contactless payment.
Well, that applies, doesn't it?
That's the same thing. So, let's just recap.
Celebrity. This is what we want. 8:22:22. Start your message with the word more. Mm. Nothing else is coming on the show ever again. a celebrity using a Cash Point.
Yeah.
A celebrity paying for parking. Mm-hmm. Or a celebrity... making a contactless payment. Right, those are the three things that we want. Okay. 822-22, sorry, message the word more. Alan, good morning if you're listening. That's the boss. He's going to fire us off.
This is our last show today. Doing just fine now, it's so that was it then. Thanks so much for listening all the way through to the end of our best bits. That was the best of June. We enjoyed that team, didn't we? And actually, Jack was absolutely right. It was nice we sent him.
Yes, and you know what's super important? We would love it if you could give us a little review now you've finished listening. Just head over to... Well, how do you do it?
Well, depends what app you're in.
Yeah,
but
man.
If you go to the Apple app, most people have iPhones.
Yeah, man.
And you can review through the podcast.
The little stars you click on, is
yeah.
that it?
Give us 5 stars of review. Is there an incentive we can give to our friends that listen to the podcast?
Yeah, we might start getting paid for doing this. If you don't rate and review it, it won't get enough light and we'll get fired.
That's quite a big incentive.
Well, it is, isn't it? Yeah. But they might hate it, someone's fired. Mm.
All right, we are on air, by the way, live, Monday to Friday between 6 and 10.
For the foreseeable future, at least.
Yeah. So we will see you on air, but thanks for downloading, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Tom, Lou and Jack, the best bits. Even more Radio Breakfast. More.